With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has fully endorsed Israel's war aims in the Gaza Strip, saying Hamas, quote, must be eradicated. Rubio met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu this morning at the start of a regional tour where he will detail President Trump's plan to transfer the Palestinian population of the Gaza Strip and redevelop it under U.S. ownership. Christian relief groups are feeling some pain of President Trump's dismantling of the U.S. Agency for International Development.
The Trump administration's plan to gut USAID is directly affecting the work and ministry of many faith-based organizations, including Samaritan's Purse, World Vision, World Relief, and Catholic Relief Services. As Christianity Today reports, most of USAID's budget goes to grants for projects, including local Christian health clinics and orphan care. On its website, World Relief says the federal funding cuts are putting its refugee outreach and life-saving programs at risk. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Can suspending a cage-free egg law solve the soaring price problem?
The average cost of a dozen eggs nationwide, $5, much more at some stores due to supply issues because of bird flu. Nevada is taking a crack at lowering prices by suspending a cage-free egg law. One expert saying that could slightly ease prices in the state, but might make prices worse elsewhere because supplies are so tight. Meanwhile, in Florida, where there are no cage-free laws, shopper Michelle Kinley has sticker shock.
Literally shocked to see the dozen of eggs at $9.26.
So far in the U.S., there's been one reported death from bird flu. I'm Julie Walker.
And Austrian authorities say the stabbing of six passersby that left a 14-year-old dead is now an act of Islamic terror. This is SRN News. The Trump administration has told the Supreme Court that the federal government no longer backs transgender minors and their families in Tennessee who are challenging a state ban on puberty-blocking drugs. The court's conservatives in December had already seemed likely to uphold the state ban on puberty blockers and hormone treatments. The formal notification of the change is the latest in a flurry of actions by the new administration aimed at ending President Biden's promotion of transgenderism. A Supreme Court decision is due in the summer. The Department of Education is calling on the NCAA to restore titles, awards, and records that have been, quote, misappropriated by biological males competing in female categories. The department also sent a letter requesting the changes to the National Federation of State High School Associations. The NCAA changed its participation policy to restrict competition in women's sports to athletes who are actually female after President Trump signed an executive order this month. This is SRN News. A kayaker in Chile has a strange experience.
Humpback whales, massive creatures but filter feeders, eating things like small fish. They do not prey on seals, dolphins, or humans, though it's not unheard of for one to end up in its mouth.
Claro, mucho terror.
Just ask Adrian Simancas. He was kayaking in the Strait of Magellan off Chilean Patagonia when a humpback breached. Mouth wide open, and in went Adrian, who thought he'd been eaten and swallowed. All in front of his father, Dell, who had a camera running, as the whale spat him right back out in a matter of seconds, unhurt. I'm Ben Thomas.
Today is Sunday, February the 16th. It's the 47th day of 2025. The moon is waning. Morning stars are Jupiter, Mars, and Uranus. On this date in history, 1923, archaeologists opened the treasure-laden inner tomb of King Tut in Egypt's Valley of the Kings. This is SRN News.